Yeah, I've got six paintings. One I just finished, it's got two goannas, three eggs, all dotted out, cross-hatched. A bit of a landscape down the bottom, tree dotted out with fire ants. The fire ants are from Queensland. There's a purple one, it's got four meeting places and the elders meeting place in the middle. It's all dotted out, cross-hatched. There's three turtles, Murray turtles, that's from New South Wales, from my nan, like my nan, my pop, my dad. Dad was born in Wagga Wagga, so yeah, that one's for him. Down the bottom is I've got a rainbow serpent, one of the creators, rainbow serpent, with the shield footprints going up into the mountains, the Blue Mountains, because you know, I've got family in the Blue Mountains. Yeah, there's a platypus, two platypuses just swimming. Got all the autumn leaves on top of the water. I'll figure out something for that one. I think there's one more there. Oh yeah, it's got a goanna and a snake, a landscape with footprints and a walking path. That was the first one I started. It's, pretty much, I wasn't happy with where I was at that stage in my life. So. I guess the footprints and the walking path represents from where I was and where I want to be in life. Yeah, I'll get back there at one stage, but at the moment, just it's all on hold. So
these paintings, yeah, there's a mixture of painting colours in here. Some of them got the traditional ochre colours, and then others have got the very contemporary bright colours. When did you start painting with the brighter paints?
Only recent, maybe 6-7 months ago.
Is it you coming towards the end of your sentence, or is this just part of you finding a place in this system and feeling comfortable?
When I first got locked up, I was how can I put it? I was in a bad place, especially out there. I was in a bad place with a lot of bad people. Mm-hmm. So coming to jail probably either saved my life or saved someone else's. So mm-hmm. I. Sort of put my head down, spoke to a few of the older boys and said, look, it's not in a good headspace. And one of the brother boys, you know Todd, he come up.
Oh, yeah.
He was trying to get the purple one off me with all the meeting places.
I just tried to get a painting off this brother too, but they're not for sale. And look, as you hear from the way he talks about these, it's a collection of his stories, not for sale, which I think is awesome. You're not doing this for making a buck.
No, I'll keep them all going in my daughter's room. So she can look at them. She's one, so...
A bit like a diary or a journal, I suppose.
Yeah, I find it hard to talk about things, so painting's the best way.
Yeah.
But, as I was saying, look, Ty come up, put his arm around me, and, you guys, I'll help you, whatever you need. So, so it sort of made it a bit easier on me and sort of progressed from there. And then me and Ty were sitting down in Scarb's South, just sitting there just smashing paintings out every week.
Can you paint like this when you're outside? Do you find that? Do you have a space you can go to do these fine linear works and find that calm?
I can paint out there, but I choose not to. I tend to go, as my dad calls it, tends to go walkabout. I'm going to the shop, come back 3 days later, 4 days later. But, yeah.
Well, you want to get some artwork and some paints and canvas for helping you when you're outside next.
Because
if it gets you in that space of calm, give it a go.
Yeah, it sounds like a plan, so, yeah.